Hello to everyone. Joy to be here. I honestly say, and to see so many new faces and to have so many old friends. It's great joy, and I'm very grateful to God. And greetings from Grace Church back in Ukraine, Ternopil. Some of them watch probably streaming or Facebook, and yes, definitely Oksana does. So this morning I want to turn your attention to the book your pastor preaching from currently, and he didn't tell me this. So, but it helped me a lot, because I don't need to give big introduction about the book and so on. So, but I would like to read from the passage you already studied through with Pastor Don. But today you're going to read it with me. So, Gospel of John, 5th chapter. I'd like to read the story of the healing at the Bethesda. It's going to be from first verse, 5th chapter, and we will read this paragraph till verse 17. Gospel of John 5:1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. In this laid multitude of invalids, blind, lame, paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am going, another step down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." At once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to take up your bed." But he answered them, "The man who healed me, that man said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said you, 'Take up your bed and walk?'" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, as there was a crowd in the place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you are well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had healed him. And this was why the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." This is a very interesting passage, and I keep telling, every time I read it, it is afresh for me. It has very much to do with the human heart, and it also opens very, very clearly for us to see the Jesus, His glory, His deity, actually. All the Gospel of John was written specifically for this point, to reveal the Jesus, Son of God, the Holy One. And this fifth chapter is quite an interesting. He is going to Jerusalem to the feast there. It's interesting that John start this. After this, there was a feast of Jews. You remember that when the gospel was written, there wasn't five chapter first verse. It was one sentence, one text, without dividing on verses and chapters. But he's saying this after this, and it's like interesting to see what was before. And before, it was another healing, and that healing quite a little bit different from what happened next. Well, I am very tempted to tell more about the healing that was before, but I'm not going to. You just come home and read. Jesus going to Jerusalem, and we don't know which feast it was, but it looks like it was very important feast. One of probably three most important, which required every man to be present in Jerusalem and worship in the temple. And it was celebration. People were happy to join each other and to worship God. There were many of them, hundred thousand, filling the Jerusalem, the city. And we are reading, John is telling us that he went through the sheep gate. Well, how we know that it was sheep gate? Because he entered to the special place nearby sheep gate. The sheep gate, it was the special entrance to the city, and that entrance worked as a way for the sheep, for cows, for animals, who were provided as a sacrifices in the temple. A Lamb of God going through that gate. It wasn't his last time, but he went through that gate this time in order to participate in the feast. And it looks like it was an Easter celebration. And he went to Jerusalem, participate in feast, with one particular reason. And we can read it about it in the 17th verse of 5th chapter. He went to reveal himself to the multitude, and he is going to do it in a very interesting way. In order to reveal himself to many, he is going to pay attention to one. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. Very interesting place. Probably in our days now they would call it Great Bethesda Hospital. But in those days, there weren't any hospital at all. But that means that they didn't have sick people. There were many, many more that we could ever think. And people couldn't find doctors because doctors were a very, very rare thing. And they totally rely on God and on miraculous healings sometimes. And it happened that in Jerusalem there was such a place, but the number of people who need to be healed, who need to get well, was tremendous. It was a place which was built in such a way that could accommodate as many people as possible in a small spot. And we read it, it had a 5 colonnade. It wasn't ordinary. As ordinary, it would have 4, probably. This one had 5. Many people were there. Crowd place. The name of it, very interesting. Bethesda, House of Mercy. And into this place, entering that day, the man. Others were targeting towards temple. They were hoping to participate in great celebration. And this man is going to join that crowd also soon. But first of all, he must be to this place. He must be there in order to see, and not only see, change the life of one particular man. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him laying there and he knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" What a question to be asked. Why do you think I am here? But I am asking myself, why? Still, why Jesus asking him this question? Some would say, well, because he had a friend, and his friends told, if you are ever going to be at Jerusalem, please, please go and see friend of mine or my relative who suffered for a long time there. No one is helping him, and he lost his hope. It is unlikely that Jesus needs someone to tell about others, because John wrote earlier that he knew heart of every man and doesn't need anyone to tell what is there. So this was the main point. Jesus see heart and she wants to deal with it. But another question came into my mind. Why only him? Why only this man heard this question, "Do you want to be healed?" There were many others, maybe in much worse or less conditions. Why only this one man? And to answer this question, we have to remember the name of the place. It is Bethesda, House of Mercy. Sometimes people are for justice, right? They want to see justice to be done, and they don't care about mercy. And here we have someone who came for the mercy's sake, first of all. And that's why he is asking this question. He is asking in order to show the mercy, the true mercy. He didn't come to the house of justice, but to the house of mercy to reveal the mercy. Do you want to be well? Do you want to be healed? What a question to be asked. I just try to imagine that man who suffered. And suddenly he saw in front of him some stranger. And that stranger, he is well. He is on his both, on his two. he is well. And asking these questions, do you want to be well? Are you mocking on me? But nevertheless, he still asks this question. Why? Who could know what that poor man who suffered 38 years experienced in his life? We are unwell for a short period, and people asking us, and we telling them about our condition, and we, in the end we say, but he really or she really doesn't know what I am talking about. Do you still want to get well? You are suffering 38 years. Do you still want to get well? Do you still have hope to get well? Do you still want to be healed? To say, by asking this question, Jesus cried. Christ wanted to reveal true condition of the heart. He wants to prepare his heart to receive the gospel. His physical condition was known to people. Anyone who look on him and say, oh, poor man. He smelled badly. And it is obvious because he cannot move. He cannot go get some washing. He's obviously not the one with whom many would have a company. People could see his case, but none could know what he experienced in his heart. And Jesus now wants to deal with his heart. And in order to heal his heart, he needs to hear this question, maybe difficult, maybe hard, even rude in his ears. But his heart needs to be healed. And this question must be asked. Do you want to be healed? Today, with the same question, Jesus asking us, those who suffer, maybe not because of physical needs, but because of spiritual needs. He finds you in a terrible condition, and he wants you to answer this question. He wants to hear you because he wants to heal you. Someone would say, that's what I hear very often from people. Oh, I wish I could have hope like you have. I wish I could have faith like you have. This man was hopeless. This man didn't have any faith. Even the man whose son was healed in the fourth chapter, he himself didn't have very much of faith. But nevertheless, Jesus asking this question, not because you have hope, or not because you have faith, but in order that you might get hope and might have faith. Another point, why he is still asking this question. He is still asking this question in order to reveal true condition of human heart. When I am reading over and over again this seven verse, It's very painful. Look, sir, the sick man answered him, sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I'm going, another step down before me. Sir, I have no one. No one. How it could be? No one. It is Bethesda. The place packed with people. Not necessarily all of them were invalids. There were many. But some came with their friends, some came with their relatives. Some were healed. And what happened next after they were healed? It looks like they forget immediately about others. And they move out. They take their way. I have no one. I am in the crowd. But no one is scared. No one cares about me. There is a song. I'm not going to sing it, but I just translate meaning. I am among people like a drop of rain. I am a dust in the grass. Among people, but no one cares. People, Jesus Christ asking this question in order to show us how hard human heart is. No one cares. No one cares. And we can learn this ourselves. We can learn ourselves in our lives. We are among people, but it's quite hard to find someone who can sympathize. Not by words, not necessary by words, but with the heart. And it is not only a condition of our present day. It was in the time of Christ. It was in the time ever since sin in Eden. In Proverbs, we can read, poor is hated even of his own neighbor. Poor is hated even of his own neighbor. For what? Only because you are different, you are hated? Human heart is like a stone, even harder. And people need to hear this. We have to hear this question. And this reply, I have no one. Otherwise, we will never learn our need. But still, why he is asking this question? He is asking this question in order to deal with this man. And as we read, in order to heal him. And not only his body, but his heart. And the next, Jesus said to him, get up, take up your bed and walk. It is interesting. In Ukrainian, there are just four words. And when I read it, it's like the words of an army commander. Get up. Take up. Walk. And that's exactly what happened. The man heard the voice of a commander. He was laying 38 years. And suddenly he had this call. It's like soldiers when they sleep in the barrack and they suddenly hear the voice of commander and they... Whoosh. That's exactly what happened to that man. And he could do nothing. He could do nothing. He couldn't even start to consider, well, It was 38 years. I was expecting something to happen, and now I hear in you. Could you give me some reasons why, just more reasons that I need to get up? He wasn't going this way. He wasn't considering these kind of things. And simply because he heard the voice of commander. He heard the voice of commander. And it's like with soldiers. They are not supposed to consider, they're supposed to obey. And he obeyed. And it was the simplest explanation which he gave to those who wanted his answer. Why are you doing these kind of things in Sabbath? Well, you allowed to raise your hand while you're doing things with the bat, but not higher than shoulder. But it is obviously here that you're doing much more. And he's saying, what could I do? I heard the voice of commander. He commanded me, and I obey. And I am happy. Jesus said just 3 words, and miracle happened. Immediately, in one moment, he was healed from his illness, from his disability. And again, in this particular moment, the glory of Son of God was revealed. Every time when miracle happened, it happened in order to reveal the glory of Christ, the Son of God. And even now, this man who was lame 38 years, he didn't need to go for physiotherapy, to have 1 month of physio in a local physiotherapy center. Miracle happened. I cannot understand it, how it could be possible for a man who was lame for 38 years, maybe who can do some movement, but again, very little, how it could be possible in one moment jump, take things, and walk around. And thanks to the Lord, I am not to give the answer how miracle happened, how miracle can appear, because it's belong to him, not to me. But we can apply this miracle. He got up, he took his bed, and he walked away. We even don't know if he gave thanks to his Savior. It looks like he didn't. He didn't even know who he was. Some would say, well, probably this is not very good of him. He is not very polite. But John is saying clear, there was many people and Jesus just didn't want things to go the way they might go. So he withdrew himself. But his concern was, remember, not only with the body of that man, but first of all with his soul. And he needs to be healed completely. So he needs to have some lesson for his heart. His heart still needs to be instructed. And for this very reason, Jesus continued with this man. It is interesting that the man didn't look for Jesus in the beginning when he was in his poor, paralyzed condition. And even when he was made well, if he wanted to find his Savior, he couldn't help unless the Savior found him. He wanted to know him, probably. he wanted to thanks him. We don't know for sure, but what we know that his life was changed. His life was changed. And instead of going to somewhere else to celebrate his miraculous healing, he went to the temple in order to thank God. And there, his soul was healed. And there he found Jesus. Jesus found him. Afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you are well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you." Jesus found him because that man needed to be instructed fully in his life. And the main instruction, sin is a great enemy. So I'm coming to some application. This story teaches us a lot. First of all, we have to realize how terrible sin is. Sin is the cause of all grief and suffering. We weren't created for such. In the beginning, God created us, and he said, man, and he said, good, very good. There is no suffering, no pain. But sin turned things upside down. And our problem that sometimes, very often, people think easily about terrible reality of sin. It's better for our soul to consider, to think again, and maybe it will help us to fight it. Another thing, although we may sometimes think no one cares, it is not true. It's a big lie. And Satan wants us to believe this lie. Like with this man. "Sir, I have no one." Look around. "I have no one." And even if there is no one, there is one who cares. There is one who cares not only about our body, physical condition, but first of all about our soul. And he does care very tenderly. And sometimes that tender causes physical pain. What a strange thing. Tenderness and painfulness. But it exactly what happened. I can hear many testimonies of people who are on the wheelchairs, and they are saying, "I'm very grateful. I thank God he stopped me." Or, "I thank God because if not the wheelchair, I will never learn many things." Even those who are not in the wheelchairs but have some other difficulties. How could be? God's tenderness revealed through our sufferings. But that's exactly what happened here. And that's what this passage teach me, and I hope you, us all. God Christ see us in our sufferings, even when others are not able to see us. Even if we are on the wheelchair, on crutches, on the bed, there is one who cares. And not only about our physical needs, but spiritual first of all. And He is concerned for us to be healed, not partly, not just to help a little, but to complete. And He will complete. Like with this man. He wasn't searching for Jesus. Jesus found him at Bethesda in his condition. And even when he was able to walk around, Jesus found him in the temple to make a final instruction which his soul needed. From first to the end, he will lead. And the last, but not the least, it's not enough to be physically well. There is a real danger, something worse. Some people will say, what? What worse could happen? I got this terrible diagnosis. What worse could happen? According to the words of Jesus, worse may appear. And worse is if we are not deal with sin. If our sin is not deal correctly. If Christ does not deal with our sin, worse may happen. And this is the urgent. We must learn this lesson from this 17 verses and learn it well, to pay attention how we walk, and not only among people first of all, but with God. Thus problem of my relationship with Him solved, or I'm still wandering around on my two, but don't know the Master, the one who can take care not only of my physical needs, but first of all of my heart. John Ryle once said, and I translated it from another language, and now I have to translate it back. In every sickness and sorrow, we can hear the voice of God. Voice of God towards us. In every need we have some message. His message. And blessed those who look upon Him, who look for His hand, who hear His voice in all, in any circumstances in their lives. Nothing in this life happened by chance. May Lord bless this word to us. Amen.